This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
According to the Word of God, the very hairs of your head are numbered. According to one expert, that if you are a true blonde, you have 145,000 hairs on your head. If you're a dark-haired person, you have 120,000 hairs on your head. If you're a person with red hair, you only have 90,000, but red-haired people have thicker hair than dark-haired people, and dark-haired people have thicker hair than blonde people. The Jews were so impressed with the individual care of God that they said that every blade of grass had its guardian angel. None of us needs to fear, for each one of us can say, God cares for me. You say, what does that have to do with the message today? Well, simply this: the God who has numbered your hairs on your head, the God who knows every intimate detail about your past, your present, and your future, is the one who says to you in the Gospel of Luke and in the passage in 1 Corinthians, a parallel passage that we're also going to share today like we did last week, that he not only knows everything about you, he claims, get this, ownership. He actually claims ownership. And the Apostle Paul will say in Corinthians today, you belong to Christ. I'm always amazed when I hear a man or woman say, I'm my own man. I'm my own woman and I do what I want, and they mean it. And you wonder, what does Jesus think of a Christian man who says, I'm my own man? Jesus would say, no, you're not, you belong to me. And the woman who's a believer in Jesus Christ said, I'm my own woman, no, you're not, you belong to me. Paul said in 1 Corinthians 6, we are not our own, we're bought with a price. I've got to confess to you that I have preached through the book of Luke in Atlanta, Georgia, Dallas, Texas, and Columbus, Ohio. But something different that I'm doing is this. I'm preaching through passages that I never preached in Columbus, Dallas, or Atlanta. I'm preaching through passages that, frankly, I didn't want to have to get into. I didn't understand them perhaps myself. I had my own issues with them. I thought they might be offensive to some people, and so forth and so on. So today is one of those passages that we've got people here from Columbus. You didn't hear this in Columbus. They didn't hear it in Dallas, Texas, and they didn't hear it in Atlanta. Because it's a misunderstood passage, it's a controversial passage, and it's a passage that I've heard ministers use in a totally different way, and I think it'll come clear when you hear it. Let's pick it up in Luke 20. We're in chapter 19 last week. We're in 2020 today of the Gospel of Luke. And then we'll look at 1 Corinthians 3, exactly where we did last week as well. Keeping a close watch on Jesus, they, the teachers of the law and the chief priests, sent spies who pretended to be honest. Underline that phrase. We'll talk about that in a minute. Who pretended to be honest. They hoped to catch Jesus in something he said so they might hand him over to the power and authority of the governor. So the spies questioned him, Teacher, we know that you speak and teach what is right and that you do not show partiality, but teach the way of God in accordance with the truth. Is it right for us to pay taxes to Caesar or not? He saw through their duplicity, which means their phoniness, and said to them, Show me a denarius, which was a coin of the day. Whose portrait and inscription are on it? Caesar's, they replied. He said to them, Then give to Caesar what is Caesar's, and give to God what is God's. They were unable to trap him in what he had said there in public, and astonished by his answer, they became silent.
Well, we'll continue this message from Luke 20 tomorrow on Cross Hope. I hope you realize our website is crosshope.org. That's one word, crosshope.org.
Been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.